More programs, more grants and funding that, you know, if the city really makes a push to become a youth-friendly city, which it's supposed to, I think is actually one of the things they've stated is to be youth-friendly, then really the city needs to be advocating with those social service agencies to say, like, let's get more funding in, let's be innovative about our programming, let's be innovative about engaging our youth. I mean, Belleville's history is really rich. As someone who's come from another community of the Toronto area, to hear, I mean, the waterfront trail, the green space, those are all things that can be utilized and are great to community health, but you don't necessarily see the youth at those places using those things. And I think it's, again, really getting them to buy into the fact that this city is historically important, it's currently important, there's great tourism. And so, you know, really, I think if we push the tourism and hospitality sector as something in our schools or really get the kids engaged at a young age and just how important this region is for that, that immediately creates a buyback into the community that benefits everybody.